Hi everybody, I'm Terry Brown and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is the guy that's made FLW go, and that's Irwin Jacobs. And Irwin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Terry. Nice to be with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about kind of the state of the union. And I know here recently you've sent out a letter to all the Operation Bass anglers and talking a little bit about what's going on. Kind of give me your purview now. We're getting through the season here a little bit. Tell me about what's going on at Operation Bass.
Well, you know, as I said in the letter, it's great to have something that everybody wants to be a piece of, but it becomes to a point where it gets a little bit uncomfortable where the demand is greater than you can even see you're filling it. So I am concerned about it. There's a lot of people out there who have both bought our products and want to fish in our tournaments, and frankly, it makes me very nervous to feel like I'm not fulfilling everybody's need, passion, or dream here. So I basically, you know, it's been building up where the there is so many people that are on a waiting list for our tournaments that we are looking for ways to alleviate that. Now, we did some of that this year with the new Everstart series and the expansion of the Walleye series. But it surely is not fulfilling, you know, the need out there for what it is. So we're looking at some dramatic things. Obviously, this will be for next year, but it will not go without some changes to it that will open up additional fishing for those that want to compete.
Well, you know, we talk about angling having 55 million, 60 million participants, and then on top of that, you've got about 35 million of them that just bass fish, and you're hitting all the markets. You talked about walleye a little bit. You know, we're here at Bass Fan. We talk about bass fishing all the time, but you're hitting all the markets.
Well, we do, and a lot of people don't realize that we've even created a Walmart saltwater team. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but they are the hottest team on the FKA, there's such a market out there. It is so big, but, you know, when you have a partner like Walmart, it makes it a little easier to do some of this stuff. I don't mean just the money. Of course, that's something you need to get it done with, but I don't mean on the money side as much as I do when you have a company that, you know, now they're the largest and the most admired company in the world. It's not a bad partner to have on your side.
Well, you talk about that's exactly right. The wherewithal they bring to the table and what they can do in the way of, you know, just having the visibility. You know, I think one time you mentioned to me 100 million people go into that store every week.
That's correct. And if you look at the Fortune magazine article, I think you can pretty well figure out why they're so successful. I don't mean how to do it, but why they're so successful. But the uniqueness of Walmart, this is not a commercial for Walmart, but clearly, you know, you give me all this credit, what it is, but I give the credit really to Walmart because, frankly, everything I've done would never probably happen had it not been for Walmart. Yeah, we've been in the fishing business, but nothing to the nature of what we are today.
Well, there's no question about it. Irwin Jacobs would be successful if he had Walmart or not. And as you mentioned, you know, you really look at that partnership and the strengthening of the fishing enterprise because of that partnership. But, you know, you've got a pretty good track record outside of Walmart.
Well, you're kind to say that, but I prefer other people say it than me, frankly.
Well, let's talk a little bit. You know, the bass fishing world is where we're at, and, you know, with FLW going like it is and Everstart's really kicking, kicking it into gear now. Mm-hmm. You look at how that really has, the evolution of the sport, in particular in Operation Bass's world. You've got the BFLs, and if you do well enough there, you can qualify for the Everstarts, and then on top of that, the cream of the crop, the FLW. So it's really a neat deal.
Forget that we started this regional Texas tournament trail, which is a new model that we did, you know, within the state of Texas, and we like that a lot. We've gotten a very good response in the state of Texas for that tournament. So, you know, that's one of the models we're looking at also. All it takes is money. That's all it takes. It's just more money and more money because, you know, we don't make any money in our tournaments.
Well, let's talk if we can, you know, about the business. You know, you're involved in the boating business. That's why you do this. And, you know, you've got boat companies all across the country and big boat companies, and they seem to be doing pretty well as well.
Well, in the world of boating, we clearly, and I say this humbly, we are clearly the leader in this industry today. We're going to build close to 70,000 boats today in a year, which is a lot of boats. I didn't realize there was that many boats in the world when I got started in this business 26 years ago. But when you talk about that and you talk about the niches and the segments that we're in, fishing is clearly the largest group combined. It's about 65 to 70% of our business today is in the fishing world. So that is an important part of our business, and it's a customer we want to take care of. Now, saying that to you, that's why we've gone to these other species like walleye and bass, and as well as we're into the saltwater side now and the testing side of what we can do, if anything, over there. But clearly bass is the mother lode today when it comes to the amount of numbers, but we do see the walleye side of the world as the next generation of this, and next generation of what I call major growth. And it is an interesting phenomena because, you know, I do read the Bass Fan. People send it to me almost every day, and I am interested in hearing what the anglers say about, you know, there's a lot of controversy and all that. I mean, the fact is they say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do. But, you know, it's interesting because as I read the stuff, everybody seems to have an answer to everybody else's problems but their own. And if they had any idea, if they knew how hard we worked to make this thing work, and the dollars and the preparation and the work that goes into it, I mean, I'm very proud of what our people have done, you know, to really bring the sport up to a new level. I mean, again, I've said this before, I'm not interested in seeing bass go out of business, but I do know one thing for very sure, that they would never be paying the money out that they are today had it not been for what we're doing, but I think that's good, and that's what forces people to do is what other people do as an example. Now, saying that to you, I'm not asking the fishermen to praise us and send us letters of glory every day for what it is, but I think they need to understand that you know, what would it be like if the FLW wasn't there today, and the Everstart, and the Walmarts, and the partners, what there are, because I can tell you the tackle industry could never handle this thing. I mean, financially, they're beaten up so badly financially that they hardly have resources to run their businesses today, so many of them. So I'd like to see, you know, if I had a wish or a dream here right now, is the appreciation of the anglers for the sponsors who really make this thing happen every day. And I read about the fact that FLW tells us that we've got to wear their stuff, and we've got to do it. It isn't FLW, it's the sponsors. These are the people that pay the day for you to do it there. And look, if we don't give them that support for what it is, they really aren't going to be sponsored, because I can tell you there's plenty of places where to put their money today. Everybody's out there is looking for the next guy's dollar, for marketing dollars. And marketing dollars are very hard to come by. And if you look at every year, we just keep adding sponsors to ours.
Well, you know, and I want to make sure I mention this. You know, in the beginning, I think FLW was really the first people to come out with, hey, you know, you should be the last couple of days wearing our sponsor's stuff if you're up there on the stage and stuff. But, you know, I think really, Erwin, and my feeling is that is the controversy is diminishing. And as this thing sets in, anytime you bring new things to the table, you're going to have controversy, and I think that also makes our sport stronger, because then we know where we've made our mistakes.
Right. I'm not worried about those few who may be concerned about that, but it started out with a lot of commotion, as I'm sure you remember, and it has worn itself down. But, you know, what I would like to see, I hear the fishermen listen to them, why aren't we getting more sponsors, and why can't we get more money, and, you know, we've been around 20 years. It's important for these people to understand that there is a great opportunity there, but you have got to sell yourself. The sport does not deliver dollars in baskets to people. What happens here is that you got to show why. You know, why should somebody sponsor you? How do you look, and how do you handle yourself, and what's your personality in that world out there? And do you understand that a sponsor needs to be promoted and always talked about in a positive way? And do you look the part, walk the part, and talk the part? There's a lot of people to pick from out there. So when you look at some of these people out there today who are getting it done, I mean, look at the sponsors, if you will, on the FLW that are wearing, whether it's Stanley or Kellogg's or Fuji. I mean, there are hundreds of people we've got out there today, and it continues to grow. We've got one part of our organization that does nothing but place people to sponsors. And the fact is, it's been going very, very well. These people seem to be quite happy.
You know, Erwin, 10 minutes goes by so rapidly, and I could talk to you for 10 hours without any question at all, but I really appreciate you being with us today. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.